ESA celebrates 90 neighborhoods, 90 good stories, a weekly series about people who make the place they live a better place to live, made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine. Today we hear from Zaheen Hussein of the Millvale Community Library, whose work takes a multi-angle approach to improving quality of life for the borough's residents. 90.5 WESA's Joaquin Gonzalez has the story.
You can see the air quality monitor outside, and we also have monitors inside so we can see what the difference in particle levels are between the outside and the inside, and usually inside's much better than the outside.
Zaheen Hussein is walking me through the garden at the Millvale Community Library. Hussein is Millvale's sustainability coordinator, a position funded through the library. That means he deals with a wide range of issues in the borough.
Food, water, energy, air quality, mobility, and equity.
Historically, these are areas where Millvale has struggled. For instance, because it's at the bottom of a watershed, Millvale has been hit hard by floods in the past, especially during Hurricane Ivan in 2004.
We need to think through and plan around stormwater infrastructure and advocating for a watershed-wide stormwater management plan so that we can reduce the flood impacts in the future.
One area where the borough has already made some progress? Energy. Millvale has solar panels, both at the library and the community center, where Hussein helped to complete an installation this spring. As that installation was being finalized, four local students were sponsored to attend a series of workshops through the Millvale Teen Solar Fellowship. They learned about the solar industry and also got to shadow the installers as they finished putting up the solar panels.
We want people to know that these are the kinds of jobs that require all types of educational backgrounds and skills and interests, and we just want to unlock those doors, really, in the minds of the youth that live in town.
Jim Majeski is president of the Millvale Borough Council and a firefighter in the borough's volunteer-run department. He says that in recent years, Millvale has seen economic growth, in part because it's right across the Allegheny River from booming areas like Lawrenceville. But he also stresses that it's important for that growth not to be lopsided.
Sometimes when you start to change and start to grow, you miss out on some of these more important aspects that really affect the quality of life of the residents and the business owners here.
Majeski says Hussein's efforts have helped maintain the right balance. And as he has spent more time there, Hussein has become deeply integrated into the Millvale community. He recently joined Majeski as a volunteer at the fire department.
And I felt that in order to be effective at my job, I can't just stay on some high-minded sustainability high horse. I really had to get down and understand what people go through in order to function properly for my job.
Janet Ziff is a small business owner who's lived in Millvale for over 40 years. She says Hussein has been able to make a place in the community because his approach is genuine and inclusive.
He has a way of making everybody understand, you know, how we're going to do this.
One of Hussein's longer-range goals deals with mobility. He wants the community to push Port Authority for a bus line that goes over the 40th Street Bridge to the East End. It's a connection that, he hopes, will spur further growth in Millvale. Joaquin Gonzalez, 90.5 WESA News.
Who's making a difference in your neighborhood? Share your suggestion for our series, 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories, at wesa.fm/90. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.